Thank you. We're joined, as usual, by Rhode Island Public Radio political analyst Scott McKay. Hello, Scott.
Good morning, Rhode Island.
And University of Rhode Island political science professor Maureen Moakley. Good morning, Maureen.
Good morning, everyone.
We're pleased to welcome back as our guest the mayor of Cranston, Alan Fung. Thank you for joining us, Mayor.
Good morning, Ian. Thanks for having me back.
Democrats and Republicans in Rhode Island and across the U.S. are debating whether Syrian refugees should be allowed into the country. Republicans call this a security issue in the aftermath of the Paris attacks, while Democrats say the refugees are among those victimized by ISIS. So, Mayor Fung, you are a son of Chinese immigrants. You're also a Republican. How do you come down on this question of whether Syrian refugees should be allowed into states like Rhode Island?
Well, I certainly understand, but also share the concerns that are being expressed by many legislators, many public officials, and it's been on both sides of the aisles, both Democrats and Republicans, and even citizens in Cranston throughout the state, about the opposition to the Syrians, because it raises two big issues. I think it raises the issue overall about immigration in general, how we have to reform the entire system to ensure that whoever's coming in crossing our borders have been checked appropriately for security. But more importantly, it also raises the issues about resources. And for a state like Rhode Island, we've already just saw in the paper this week about, you know, the burdening over budgets of the some of our health and human services departments. You know, can we really afford to take on more individuals during our difficult financial times right now?
So what's your answer? Do you support allowing Syrian refugees into Rhode Island?
I'm falling on the opposition side. You know, I don't think that right now, with our lack of resources and a lack of a commitment to the people that are already within our system, that we should be taking on more. And it does also raise a big security concern.
Maureen, what's your reaction to the debate that you're hearing in Rhode Island, including an email from State Senator Elaine Morgan of Hopkinton, who had some pretty sharp remarks about Muslims?
I am very disappointed in the main in the leadership of our elected officials here. I don't think there's been voices strong enough to support what's going on. We're talking about 10,000 people in a country of 315 million people. If we're asked to take anyone, it would be 40 or 50. Private organizations can do this. I understand concern, and I really wish we had some measured leadership on this that recognizes that we have to vet these people. But the idea of so many of our legislators and elected officials, I'm very disappointed because I don't think they're providing the kind of reasoned leadership that'll bring out the best in us. I think it's bringing out the worst in a lot of people.
How do you come down on this question, Scott?
Well, I think it's really sad that Mayor Fung's party, so many people have retreated to the cowardly area of xenophobia, frankly. I look at Trump, I look at Cruz, you look at Carson. There seems to be more jingoism than common sense. And I think we have to take a deep breath here and not get into the fear and panic aspect of all of this. On the other hand, I understand what the mayor is saying about resources. I think the federal government should step up and help it. And I would also like to see every synagogue, church, and mosque in this state commit to, say, bringing in two families each.
Our guest, Cranston Mayor Alan Fung, faced the fallout over the summer of a state police report criticizing his management of the Cranston Police Department. The headlines have faded, but Cranston is still facing some legal claims over problems in the police department. First, Mayor, I'd like to ask, is there any scenario under which you would not run for re-election next year?
Probably not. I'm actually going to make an official announcement sometime next year, but you know, there's a lot more work that needs to be done. I've been proud of the work that we've done already, the build up our city, the business aspect,
okay.
And
let me
know, I'll have more to say later.
Sure, and we can anticipate that your Democratic opponent, Michael Seepy, will point to some of these legal claims from the police in questioning your fiscal leadership. What is your response to that?
One of the things we have to get, as a society, we are a litigious society, and a lot of people are looking to get their own. But let's just take a step back and remember that I was the one that led that reform and asked the state police to come in to take over during those difficult times well over a year ago. I was the one that asked them to commission that report, to do that top-to-bottom review, to give me an honest assessment of what's going on. And what that report revealed, which, by the way, I accepted and acknowledged all that was in there, was a culture that needed to be reformed, a culture that had been going on not just in one administration, but for decades, and we've done that. We've brought in an outside chief from the state police, first time in the city's history, and the changes are happening, and they're making arrests, a lot of good men and women working every single day in the department, and if we hadn't reformed, we would not have received that national accreditation, received it once again.
Let's go to Scott here. Scott, how much exposure does Mayor Fung face over these continued legal issues arising from the Cranston Police Department?
Well, that'll be something for the people of Cranston to decide, obviously. I think his job is going to be in his reelection campaign to convince people that, yes, he made a mistake, he apologized for it, and that he's made the changes that have put this issue behind him. And if you can convince the voters of that, Mayor, and nothing else blows up on you, I know police departments are often problematic, then you'll probably be able to, you know, focus on that in your campaign. But if something else blows up, I would say the people of Cranston are not going to be tolerant a second time.
Well, I think there's one issue here in terms of that settlement with Patrolman Josephson. In other words, you have a real problem here with an $800,000 claim against the city. And if you don't settle it, that's on the one hand. On the other hand, if it goes to trial, all these people are going to be brought in. So one would hope and expect that it'll be some retribution or at least some compensation for the patrol person, or I think this thing is going to drag on, and it's going to be, I think it's going to be, go out and be very difficult for you.
On that matter, he wasn't the first one that brought it up, but it's the same attorney that also made that outrageous dollar figure claim with respect to then Captain Patalano, now Major Patalano, who was asking for $5 million. We settled for, I think, 3 or 4% of that. You know, there's one thing of what you're asking for, but I'm always going to watch taxpayer dollars. We're going to watch all of our lawsuit dollars and do what's right for the taxpayers of Cranston and do it efficiently.
Results from the standardized exam known as PARC were released this week, and the findings were not pretty. Just a quarter of students statewide met or exceeded expectations for math. The results for English were only slightly better. Scott, what will it take to put Rhode Island students on a better footing, particularly considering how long we've heard how this is a crucial issue for the state's economy?
Obviously, we've got to take a closer look at it. I hope it doesn't lead to a whole lot of union bashing, because frankly, Massachusetts had number one in the country, and all their teachers are unionized.
Maureen, as I said, we've heard these litany of complaints for a long time. Why is Rhode Island not making more progress?
We're in the middle of the pack. We now have a bench line. And now I agree with Scott in the sense that Massachusetts bit the bullet some time ago in terms of raising standards, funding, and having tests. If people want to opt out, that's fine. But I think we have to continue to require better performance. And now we know which way to go.
The last word to Mayor Fung.
You know, I absolutely agree with both of those comments. But one of the things we also have to do is take a look at those schools that are succeeding. What resources are they providing to the students, and try to mirror that all throughout our school systems?
Well, we can't make rich parents everywhere.
All right. We're out of time, so we have to leave it there. Thanks for joining us, Scott.
Thank you.
Maureen.
Thank you.
And Cranston Mayor Alan Fung.
Thank you.
We're funded by you, our listeners, and by the Robertson Foundation, continuing the commitment of its founder, Stephen Hamblett, to honest government in Rhode Island through in-depth political coverage. And if you enjoy the conversation, please visit our On Politics blog at ripr.org.
Major funding for Political Roundtable is provided by the Rhode Island Foundation, using philanthropy to move Rhode Island forward. Details at rhodeislandfoundation.org.